right now. Yeah. Right now. You know I got this pill still on me right now. Missed for yesterday, they looking for me right now. I swear I got a 100 on me right now. My top down to your bitch with me like right now. Right now, right now, right now, you see me in my zone. And I'm with all my niggas right now. And this shit can't get no realer than right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Automatic weapons let you niggas have it.
Niggas have
I pop this 40 cal, I catch your ass in traffic.
Nigga?
Fuck nigga, this shot rack. Like, did it make you take that? This effing in, put your wig back. Fuck nigga, I'm made for this. This dirt piece like Ludacris. Fuck, thought I was new to this. Mob affiliated, we some trill niggas. Don't make me put this chrome 9 in your grill, nigga. And it's my testimony, Lord. All my niggas scream in church, but they bust a chopper door. Then right back to the money, fuck some pussy niggas.
Pussy niggas.
Hey, yeah, nigga around me got no pussy in them.
No pussy in them.
Take you to your grave, we some body snatchers.
Yeah.
Put your brains in your lap, that's a fear factor. First 48, when you niggas hate. Homicide investigator, another murder case.
You know I got this feel still on me right now. Missed for yesterday, they looking for me right now. I swear I got a 100 on me right now. My top down to your bitch with me like right now. Right now, right now, right now, you see me in my zone. And I'm with all my niggas right now. And this shit can't get no realer than right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Confirmation CD. Hey man, it's the lavish thing that's going to be popping in 2016. I was going to drop it right before the year ended, but I thought, you know what, we're going to enjoy 2016 with this banging ass motherfucking album, man. You dig?
Hey man.
Come on, man, K wrote a motherfucking great.
Yes.
You did, right here. Co-pilot. You did, you know, you got to have a trustworthy co-pilot, you know what I mean?
We got to do it, Jack.
When they go down, Jack, got to have somebody around.
Y'all got to know, man, when the album drops, y'all just know that we traveling city to city, state to state, man. Come on,
you
come
dig?
Country with it, man. We going to be in y'all town
eating steak and getting money. Eating steak and getting money.
We want y'all to support that thing, man, to support them artists, man. This is going to be big. This is going to be live.
You dig?
Amen.
It's like I said, we got some hot artists on. Like, I mean, I want to get shots out to motherfucker Succeed, Skrilla, YP. Got to get some shots out to my motherfucker, nigga Static Automatic, Bo Kane. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Gotti, Young Scooter. All these niggas, man, you know what I'm saying, is official, fucking, officially fucking with us on the album. You know what I'm saying? King Remy, Trill Real, Dirty Cash, Rockaway, Rome, Too Deep. You know what I mean? Illinois Banks, Young Doe. Hey, I'm talking about some real live hitters, man. And it's just so many players, man, and the best, you know, the best is really yet to come, man. You know what I mean? We got a hot artist, Loco Montana. I'm All Right. He banging off the chain. You know what I mean? So he's a Chicago artist, man. I got to get a little to my hometown. But definitely, man, I need y'all to support this motherfucking movement, man. For real.
Y'all, I want y'all to know, those that don't know, that Cairo the Great is riding along. Cairo the Great is riding along, man. Y'all don't know, man, I really do this. Stand up, you know, do comedy, man, you know, trying to make y'all laugh and get it on, man. But, you know, I'm going to be on the ride with this compilation album, man. You know, we go from city to city, state to state.
Church. Church. Hey, we'll be right back, man. This is I'm All Right, Loco Montana. Church.
Let's get it. Streets been waiting for, man. It's just a warning on this. Ain't even my tape. Just let you niggas know I'm coming.
No days off, shorty on his grandma. This shit too easy, I can do it with my ass closed. Just bought a bezel and that bitches be on Shammo. So I be ballin' like it's Katie at the land. Oh yeah, these niggas better not disrespect. Let they wanna hear the fucking sound of this fucking tech. Like black, I'm alright. Long as my niggas good, then I'm alright.
I'm good.
local Montana. I'm all right. That boy got a hot one there, man. For real, for real. Shouts out to my little nephew, man, around there in Chicago, really doing his thing, grinding on that music, man. We try to put some promotion behind the young dude. He's a young classical guy, man. He got a nice flow on him.
Making it happen. Hey, look, now check this out, y'all. Now, I know Gov really didn't want to talk about this a lot. You know, we was going to make this our subject, but not to this extreme. But, you know, this is getting kind of out of hand. But the thing that's going on over in France, man, you know, the bombings and the lives being lost over there, man, you know, our question is, you know, should we pray for France? You know, I got a lot of brothers, and I was talking to Bill about it. We was, you know, just kind of off the air talking about this, man. You know, it's a lot of brothers that's kind of getting angry at the blacks in America that saying, man, we should pray for France and the victims over in France. Well, why? I mean, you know,
That's what I've been having a lot of discussion with a lot of people on my Facebook page. And I've been seeing, I noticed ever since France been bombed, I've been seeing a lot of it's like a racial tension has grown within the African-American community. I don't know if it's a Facebook thing or it done reached to the streets or whatever, but I know for sure that I've seen a lot of racist comments ever since the France thing. And that's you know, we want people to call in, you know, why Africans should not pray for France victims. And also, is it okay for African Americans to bring up history when dealing with today's issues? That's another thing. I want to touch both topics. You got a lot of blacks that every time something go on, they bring up the slavery days and what the white men done and what they doing now. And should that be a main focus in our community today? Should we continuously, and I do understand the importance of knowing where you come from to be able to understand where you're going, but should we focus our young, growing black males and females growing up today, should we focus them and create their mind built around slavery and how the oppression is of the black here in America? Should that be a main focus to our children?
This is really, really deep to me, man, because I got some brothers that are very, very pro-black, you know, not quite Muslim, you know, but, you know, kind of tend to, you know, they kind of tend to what Muslims think, and, you know, and not all Muslims think like that, but, you know, it's really become tension, but, you know, y'all got to understand. Man, look, we're in the entertainment business, okay? The news, I understand, is entertaining for the most part. But this is also real.
This is real.
This is real. People are really dying, okay? Look, that's just like the Haitians. You remember when Haitia, the country of Haitia, got the earthquake? Killed all those people, and then people was still up under the rubble and all that. That was major news, and because they're black, you know, it's not just okay. All the blacks beat for them because they're black. No, because they're human beings, and they are trapped under rubble. They're dying because of an earthquake, just like a tsunami. They didn't have to be black for you to say, man, you know, hey, man, you know, we're praying for them. You know, they're human beings. It's not the color of their skin that makes you concerned. It's the life that is being lost that should make people be concerned. Man, come on, man. They have women. They show that it was women that are suicide bombers now over there with the ISIS. I mean, come on, y'all, man. This is for real.
And that's our topic of today. We want y'all to call in. Feel free to call in. Why African Americans should not pray for France. Also, should African Americans bring up history when dealing with today's issues? Call in, give us a call. Hey,
man.
I want to know what you're talking about.
We're going to try to get to all of y'all calls. I know we haven't been getting to a lot of y'all calls, man. You know, but hey, you know, this is real. You know, and we can talk about player stuff. You know, but this is real, man. You know, it's stuff that we need to it on. And my position on it is, it's a life. It's human beings. You know, I'm for human life. I'm for a person living. I'm not just for that skin color. You know, I'm for that person living. That's my view on it.
Tune in. Stay posted. Next song, Chasing the Bag, YP, Young and Peggy. You dig?
YP in this motherfucker.
YP, what up, dog?
Yo, boys, cash out in this bitch.
Yeah.
Big money heavyweights in this motherfucker. We getting some real money around this motherfucker. You dig?
Chasing that bag, now you know what it is.
Coming through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a dad belt, these robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Let's get it.
Coming through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a dad belt, these robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that. You really tricking, I'm really pimping. Throwing money, I never get it. Broke a bitch on Thanksgiving, I ain't tell her thanks, I bought red bottles. Before rap, I been popping on the Wednesday, made 10,000. Money coming, I'ma stack it up. Before I fuck, I'm strapping up. Like juvenile, bitch, back it up. Whips cost 100, nigga, add it up. New Benz, new Jag, that's the reason why you mad. Yo, bitch shows my rich froze. Built 600, shoot 6 more. My first words was get dope. I don't like love or trust hoes. Go hard, yes, I do. I bled track. Nigga, how you? I'm doing good, nigga, how you? Been the man since high school. Me and payroll, get bankrolls. Money stacked like Legos. Tell a bitch something, she don't say no. Pimp for real, I don't play, ho. Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt. These robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Let's get it.
Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt. These robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
My cool white, my stack blue. Bought a bigger crib. I had to. If they 32, you can bring them now. I ain't got a front shit. I cash a few. Yeah. Only sell them hoe. I don't bag them, dude.
No.
Kids scream my name when I'm passing through. Bosses is my staff and crew. You ain't competition. We laugh at you. In a fast whip with a bad bitch. You bullshit. I cash get.
Yeah.
You had money. That's past tense. I was the same dude and I ain't have shit.
Dang.
Nigga, you changed. So get away from me. I used to move to D from A to B. On my P's and Q's, I keep K's with me. I'm paranoid, so don't play with me. I'm bag chasing. Stack making. You sack chasing. Back pacing. Balenciagas with the black laces. You just rap, I be fact stating. My teen days, I was crack making. Couldn't wait the bar, but I had patience. Back to back, me and Chaz racing. Just to hit the bar and catch dime cases.
Coming through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt. These robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Let's get it.
Coming through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt. These robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad.
Man.
When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch.
Bitch.
I'm really pimping like that.
Yeah, that's YP chasing the bag. Y'all know what it is, man. Live on that YSL Confirmation album. Y'all make sure y'all copy when it drops. If you stay tuned to Church Radio, you'll know exactly when it's going to drop. We're going to be doing a little tour, too, with the CD, making sure we're hitting all the cities, making sure we're getting it in people's hands. I don't know if I'm going to go with the major distribution as far as the hard copies, but we are doing we do have a digital distribution deal for the as far as going for the internet and getting able to go in the stores and download it digitally and stuff like that. As far as hard copies, we'll probably be moving them personally ourselves. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's a special project to me because it might be the last one. We don't know. You dig?
Whatever it do, man, we gonna make it go to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure. Hey, man, we're gonna try to breeze through the songs real quick, man. But y'all make sure y'all call in at 516-418-5501. Call in. Let us know what you think. Top discussion, why African-Americans should not pray for friends. Also, is it okay for African-Americans to bring up the history when dealing with today's issues? Call in. Let us know what you think. We're going to go through this next song. We'll be right back.
Judge.
Daniel the Great. sis, you a thotty.
Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad?
Then that thot go sitting in the back. She the loud one with the red hair, wearing all black. She's a trying to find some pot for her to smoke on after the liquor hit her. Any nigga get his poke on us. I'll give you some top, go home and kiss a man. Yeah, a real thot know exactly where she stands. On her birthday, you ain't gotta call that chick. But when you see, I have a brand new selfie stick. She's a, and she know it, and she ain't afraid to show it. Treat the G like a candle. She ain't afraid to blow that candy without taking a pic first. Right next to her food is a fake-ass purse. She's so thirsty. On birthdays, her kids wear Gucci. Hair costs 300. House smell like sushi. She always trying to suck a nigga that's gonna treat her like a hottie. But Rockaway wanna know one question, baby.
Why is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad?
Mad clothes on the floor and still take the pic. New sneakers with the same outfit. You such a hot. All you worry about is sex and weight checks. Your screensaver. Still got a picture of your ex, Sheriff. Can't live with him, can't live without him. Have a twerking contest to make Rockaway proud of him. Coming all colors and shapes. Had this one so skinny, all she ate was great. Such a if you sleeping with your best friend, man. And when she cried, you the same one that's holding her hand. She's such a always in a nigga face, saying he your brother. He never met your father, don't know your mother, you're a. If you trying to play hard to get, after every nigga on the whole block can hit you. Such a I ain't mad at you, girl, go for it. Just keep it 100, try not to ignore.
Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you mad that you a thotty and your best friend is a squally? Y'all say freaking every nigga every time you had a party. Is you thotty and thotty and thotty and thotty? Is you mad that you a thotty and 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 thotty?
Church preach, that's thotty.
Hey,
right away,
hey,
wrong.
Look, now maybe this is just me, but I mean, when I first heard of the word thotty,
you know, the word originated out of Chicago.
No, I didn't know that. But I'm just saying this word thotty. I mean, it's not even. It didn't even sound. It don't even sound fancy. I mean,
Because when you call, hey, she a thot.
Maybe
before they started really letting them know what thot means, some of the chicks didn't even mad being called a thot.
Yeah, but
they done got slick. They don't know the definition.
Oh, they didn't gave it a definition. Yeah. The definition was already there.
No, they didn't know the definition.
No, they didn't know.
A lot of people didn't know what the definition was. Just thot. And then when niggas found out that thot meant that hole over there, what?
Yeah,
because that, I'm thinking, I mean, what if I'm yelling at, disrespectful,
look out,
die.
You know, that don't sound as good as, say,
ho. really, see, for real, a thot and a ho is the same shit.
Same thing, but the word that sounds more offensive
is
ho.
He said it sounds more offensive, yeah.
Yeah, ho, you know that, thot. That's why they didn't, I guess the chicks
wasn't
really doing nothing at first.
Right.
Yeah.
But y'all know what it is. Hey, y'all sit back, call in, fuck with us. It's your boy G-Gug, the Governor Bullshit.
Shit like this, but very few niggas talk down on a bitch. Turn it back like to reality. Get up off that bullshit. Stop spreading lies by the nigga on the internet. You know how we do it, nigga. Everything custom. Real boss niggas ain't got time for the fussing. $100 bills, nigga. That's what we be touching. Undisputed everything, nigga. We busting. Okay, I wake up, fake up, brush teeth, lace up my bankroll.
Monroe stay on deck, and every president face up. Benjamin and Andrew stay on me like tattoos. Lame niggas can't keep cash, cause lame niggas make trick moves. I'm in the club, but I don't tip. Get chose, I flip script. Y'all niggas gon' make it rain. My bitches gon' get wet. My bitches gon' network. My bitches gon' get work. Some niggas don't like that. Fuck you, you hurt. TP, MG, this right here a new day. Top up on that drop top, that bitch look like a toupee. Big bag of that green shit, like my name was Jose, but it's not for distribution. I smoke Kush.
It's not too many niggas dropping shit like this, but very few niggas soft down on a bitch. Step back to reality, get up on that bullshit. Stop spreading lies by the nigga on the internet. You know how we do it, nigga, everything custom. Real boss niggas ain't got time for the fussing. $100 bills, nigga, that's what we be touching. Undisputed everything, nigga, we busting.
I'm in the backseat of the Phantom and I'm pouring up Dawn. I got a couple bad girls, one black and one blonde. Seems this night about to turn into fun. Got some bottles in the trunk, get some kush for your lung. She got a sign on her forehead, I wanna have fun. I got a sign on my dick, I'll make you come. This a nightcap, ladies, we gon' set that room up. This a governor, baby, I'll pound that ass up. Feel like you got hit by a fucking Mack truck. That's what you get for backing that ass up. Which reminds me of this cat last week named I ain't gonna mention his name cause it tastes like He a mismatch socks, nigga, mixed on up. He tried to get the governor some mixed up stuff. I'm a snitch, I'm a rat, well you need to prove that. Got some folks on your line and they don't approve
it's
of that.
It's not too many niggas dropping shit like this, but very few niggas soft down on a bitch. Step back to reality, get up off that bullshit. Stop spreading lies by the nigga on the internet. You know how we do it, nigga, everything custom. Real boss niggas ain't got time for the fussing. $100 bills, nigga, that's what we be touching. Undisputed everything, nigga, we busting. Bang!
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine.
Yeah, bitch, I'm ragged. Yeah, bitch, I'm ragged. Hit me a lick, boy. Yeah. Now I'm about to cash out. Yeah. Cooking at my trap house. A1 Perico. That's it for dishonor, and I'm sticking to the G code. Lord, please forgive me, but I think I hear the devil. Dope boy dreaming, I'ma be rich forever. Down for whatever dollar signs in my vision. If there's money to be made, I'm about my motherfucking business. Whip it up, straight. Drop in the pot. I'm coming down, balling with that dope boy guap. You're fucking with the boss, I'm a full-blooded savage. Live from the kitchen, this is dope boy magic.
Cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine.
Money on my mind, I'm all till I'm bald. If it's money to be made, then I'ma make it all. Same shit, different day, just another episode. I'm in the streets like the lines in the middle of the road. Got a kilo in the trunk, pistol on my side. I got money all day and fuck a bitch till she died. Just before dishonor, I was raised in the streets. I'm from the home of the killers and the motherfucking G's. He who laughs first, never laughs last. Get your pump in your mouth, throw your guts out your ass. This the winner's circle, where legends are made. When I die, put me where they shot JFK.
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. and die, can't. Telling cocaine. Come and die, can't. Telling cocaine. Telling cocaine. Telling cocaine. Come and die, candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Telling cocaine. Come and die, candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Telling cocaine. Come and die, candy. Telling cocaine. Come and die, can't. Telling cocaine. Come and die, can't. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine,
pain. Church, ain't it, man? Y'all live on Touch Radio. This is Boy G Gun, the governor, back at it with K Row, the motherfucking great.
Hey, man, hey, man, we're back, man. Hey, okay, well, look, y'all. Now, this subject is real serious, man. It's deep, man, you know. We want to spend a little bit of time of it, you know. We see a few people trying to call in. You know, we're going to get a little bit of talking out, and then we'll try to take a call if we can. But, you know, it's so deep with us, you know, we want to go ahead, and I'm pretty sure God want to make his points. I want to make my points. But, you know, it's just something that we want to talk about. Hey, man, this is the Players radio station, man, what the Players listen to, man. And this is how we want to, you know, bring it to y'all, you know, real and on Front Street. All right. My point of view is this. The things that's going on over in France could easily go on in America. Okay, so I say, now, just like they're after ISIS, and I know ISIS is an elite group, they're being funded by somebody, you know, because they got a lot of money. Y'all got to understand, they are not getting these weapons from being poor. Whatever this ISIS group is, they're not poor. They got money. They're getting money from somewhere. But at the same time, they have to have people involved helping them.
And I'm like you said, we got our own opinions, but both of them is going to be very educational and very PowerPointing. Me personally, I do understand there is an ISIS, and I do understand that. But that France, I don't think that ISIS did that nothing in no France. As we all
know, they say they claimed, well, it could have been a news,
yeah.
But they say, ISIS said that they took claim on the bombings that's going on
right
in France. Now, this is the world news is saying.
Right, but see, what I think is, you got to realize whenever it's what they say, is everybody watched for the double cross, but nobody watched for the triple cross. See, America is just for the triple cross. Them two dudes that did all that gunning up in France had nothing to do with no ISIS. But that was enough for them, for America to trick France to thinking that ISIS did it to get France to go and bomb Syria. So that way, America now has backing in the Middle East when they're over there tanning in their business. Now, I remember back in 2001 when we went to go bomb Iraq, what did France say? They didn't want nothing to do with us. So America understood that we were losing all of our men going to war with them like that. We needed another big army for the second go-around to get in there like we want to get in there. That was the diversion. Shoot up, tell France, oh, it's ISIS. What? Yeah, we know where everything get. Well, if you know where everything get, why you didn't bomb it the day before? Why did y'all wait? Because what y'all knew, America knew one thing, that they could not just go over there again, without the proper backing. Why? Secretly, Russia has been funding ISIS. Secretly. This is World War III, y'all. Whenever some underhanded bullshit start going on under the table, it's always going to turn into gunplay. Even in the streets. Even in the streets. You play underhanded, it's going to be some gunplay. This is no different, man.
Whatever you do secretly
will come into light. So now you got the French war. They mad. They over there. They laying bombs. America's sitting right here. They moving in. They got their men on the ground too, sneaking in, getting shit under control. It's a big picture, man. But when they get done with it, I'm trying to tell you, this is what you call one world order. It's in motion. The president, Donald Trump, y'all might like him. He can never make it. Why? Because his agenda got to be handled, man. Barack Obama, is the first president, not the first president, but his whole campaign was funny. And, you know, the community activists, you know, get your little senator seat, now you're the president. He skipped a whole lot of shit to get in that presidency. He skipped a whole lot of chains in command, a whole lot of steps that it takes to be a president. Barack skipped it. Why? Because they had an agenda that had to happen. They had an agenda.
Hold on. Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Done the same. Well, not the same thing, but you know, Ronald Reagan didn't go through none of that.
Yeah, but we know they know Ronald Reagan fought in the army. Obama never been in the army. As a matter of fact, Obama don't even have proper school records, birth certificate documents, or anything. Obama is with NATO.
And I don't want y'all out there thinking that we're against Obama. Hey, man.
No, we not.
Yeah, no, we like Obama.
No. Let me quit lying.
I don't
like him, and I don't really care too much for no Obama or none of them.
Yeah, I mean,
the reason why I say, I mean, I might like him as a person, as a friend. We can go shoot some hoop. You know, if he still smoke weed, we can blow a blunt together. But as far as him, me liking what he's done for America and what he's done for blacks, he ain't done shit. And then the first thing the niggas say is, well, he got a bunch of niggas out of jail, and he had to do something to relate to us. He's not black. He don't give a fuck about us. Let me tell you something. When we get a real black man in office, guess what we going to get? Retribution. Like every other race done got. That's when we going to know.
And I feel like Obama.
That's when we going to know that we got a black man in office, when they say, hey, for all the years of slavery and all the years of racism and Jim Crow and the murder and the killing of the African-American people in the United States, I'm going to give all of y'all $100,000 apiece. Now, I know it ain't a lot of money, but when you start spreading out $100,000 to a whole bucket, we're going to be generous because we're going to use that $100,000 to rebuild. Now, I don't want to see you niggas riding around in no Benzes with rims on them buying Jordans. You need to you take 20, 30 niggas y'all putting together. You got some real good money. You got what? $3 million. Now you can go, goddamn it, and buy your corporation and some businesses. Now you can start building. You can move on. I'm just being for real, man. So that's when we're going to know we got a real black president. And until we get a check for what we've been through in this country, we ain't had no black president, man. Obama been overseas more than he been in this country. And when Obama get done with presidency, see, where y'all think he finna move to? Who think he finna stay in the United States when he wasn't in the United States that long in the first fucking place? So, you know, spotted here in the 70s, spotted here in the 80s, spotted here in the late 80s. Then he get to Chicago. You know what I mean? Where they slip him in through the most corruptedest political system it is. That's the hub of corruption. So if you wanted to slip some corruption in America, Illinois would have been the best spot. Texas definitely ain't going for it. You dig? And New York, too big. There's too many big girls around there that's against each other. Chicago is one knit tight family. All the politics fuck with everybody, the Republicans and the Democrats, really. Everybody mingle. That's the type of state it is. But, you know, that's another question, man. We just, hey, what y'all feel? Why African-Americans should not pray for France?
But look, now why? Look, if you don't pray for them, it's just like saying fart on the human race. Now, of course, we all believe, all of us, but some of us believe in the Bible. Some of us believe that Jesus is coming back, whether you Muslim or I forgot the, is it Hinduism? Hindu. Some of us believe in the end of the world coming, right? So if you don't believe, well, we're just like saying, okay, fall on the world, let's just end humankind. Man, look, the basis of what I'm saying, and to get back to my point, look, I think Barack is our first black president, but I think what he's doing, he has to say. Hey, y'all, what's going on over in France? We need to be,
he got to check on France. The president, I'm not taking away his presidency. See, I just say he's not a black president. That's not a black president, period. I mean, we could be glad that we got so somebody with some type of color to his skin in the presidency seat, and they knew that they could pass him off for that because Barack is highly trained in several different races now, in religions, and he's not no damn fool. He know how to be black. He know how to be white. He know how to be Indonesian. He know how to be Arabic. He know how to be Asian. This is a multicultural type guy. So it's easy for blacks to feel him, just like the whites felt him, just like everybody felt him. That's what makes Barack a Barack, the training that he's had ever since they let him out that lab. He's highly trained.
But Barack is. Okay, I can agree with you on that. And he had to be to some kind of degree, even to get in that spot. Now, we know the presidency is just not given to you just because you got voted in. No. They have to let you in there. Now, I'm saying this. All you bad black brothers out there that, you know, hey, man, for our own friends and everything that's going on, what about what's going on over in America, and they killing us over in America, these dirty laws and all that. Hey, man, they've been doing that for years. I mean, are we acting like this is something new?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look, what they have been doing over in America to us is nothing new. We got to do something about it ourselves. Now, I ain't heard nobody saying anything about getting our guns. Let's just go to war against the law enforcement. No, man, that's the same thing with these ISIS people. What would you do if the ISIS people got over here to America and just start killing up a bunch of blacks? What y'all gonna do then? And then you're not gonna want nobody else to say, hey, man, y'all see what they doing over there to them blacks in America? Hey, man, we need to pray for them guys over there. Now, what if they say, y'all fought on them guys in America? Fought on them. Who cares about them?
Right.
I'm telling you, y'all, man, this is big, man. This is real big. So I don't know, for real,
get it out your ass, man. Y'all got to wake up anyway and understand that, man. Y'all hating all the France stole this from, did this to that country. The France did that to that country. France did this. Let me tell y'all something, man. If you really do your research for the blacks that's here in America, okay, I'm going to give y'all some history about French in America. The French in America did not have slaves at all. Actually, New Orleans all the way up to St. Louis was owned by the French and some of the Midwest, okay? They owned this land. It was French. They didn't have slaves, okay? All right? There was no slaves. That's why you got Creole people. They mixed with the black people, and that's where the Creole race came in at, okay? Even though Creoles want to be considered black, and they are black people, because once you're mixed with black, you're black, okay? But they didn't have slaves. Slavery didn't come to this part until the United States purchased Louisiana from French at 3 cents an acre. Today's value is 40 cents, okay? They gave them back then, that in them days, right at about $250,000 is what they purchased the whole state of Louisiana for. About $500,000, I'm sorry. $530,000. That's when the French left. America purchased Louisiana literally to put slaves there to make more money. That's when slaves came to Louisiana and over in France when it was purchased from America. So all you American blacks that are saying you mad at France for what they did this and what they did that, they didn't do shit to you over here in America, okay? Stop being so angry. If you're mad, and yes, we're going to pray for Africa, and yes, we're going to pray for Syria, and yes, we're going to pray for France. We're going to pray for all the people that are suffering behind the negligence of their government to promise to keep their people safe, okay? That's what we're praying for. We're not praying for the evil people. We're praying for them, too, because the Bible says pray for your enemy just as well as you pray for it's not your enemy. So you have to pray for the enemy, too. But when we praying as a whole, we want to pray for the situation because you got to have some type of human compassion or empathy for other life. If you don't, you're somewhat a moron if you don't have the sense of empathy in you. You're a moron. You're brain dead. That's not the way God built you. So that's why it's a must that we pray for these countries. Even if ISIS come here and like Bin Laden came and bombed America. Yeah, we pray for the World Trade, the people that died in the World Trade. And when they went and bombed Iraq and whatever Bin Laden was from, Saudi Arabia, you pray for them too. Prayers don't just stop. If you got a limitation on how you love everybody, believe me, there's a limitation on your ass too.
And then y'all got to think about this too. Now, we really don't want a World War III, but you know that's what'll come about if.
No, that's what's going on.
Yeah, if you just sit back and say, oh, I don't care about what's going on over there. Now think about it, y'all. Now a whole lot of us wasn't born in 1945. But I was in 1943 when America got involved in World War II. I believe it was 1943 when Pearl Harbor got bombed. But no, they didn't want to get involved in all that mess that was going on there. And I mean, yeah, they were talking about it. They were trying to always give you a little help here and there. But when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, America said, okay, well, ain't nothing for us to do. We got to. Look, hey, man, in some kind of way, you have to have some kind of empathy for the people that are going through what's happening.
Period. They don't have no control over what's happening.
And like I said in the beginning, man, we're talking about human lives.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we got so angry? We weren't even born back when Hitler was when he was doing castrating those people.
Yeah,
or he was killing the Holocaust. Man, you just look at the books and you look at the videos and the movies and stuff, and you just like your heart goes out to him. Man, that's cold.
Cool.
How he done those, not how he done those planes, not how he done buildings, how he done the human life.
Mm-hmm.
He just like disregarded it for nothing and just kill it and throw it away like that. And then, yes, God is looking at all that. Yes, we understand that. Now, but y'all got to understand those that believe in the Bible, look. The Bible says in Matthew that that heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Look, God, in my opinion, God ain't never told you to be no fool.
Mm-hmm.
He never told you to be no dummy. He always wants you to be wise. And really, the Bible says to when you make war, he said make war first with wise counsel. With wise counsel,
mm-hmm.
Then make war. Why do you think people have even before Obama can say, look, we're gonna go to war, they gonna sit down and they're gonna have the top officials to sit around and say, okay, then what do y'all think? What are y'all gonna do? Look, man, this thing, we don't want it to blow up. And of course, I do understand what
Too
my
late.
Black brothers say. But I understand what they're saying about, look, man, why don't they focus on the issues over in America? Man, look, their boys over there they're not just in France. Where did they bomb? They bombed in, they're mostly in Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe, y'all don't quote me on it, but I think it started in Israel when they started separating the Christians from the Muslims. And if you say you was a follower of Christ, they just killed you. But look, man, it ain't got so big that these guys, they're trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
They're trying to take over the world. So, man, y'all got to understand, man.
But it's bigger. This is Russia now. This is the United States now. These are two countries that's been into it with each other and really ain't liked each other for centuries.
And Putin ain't never been scared of America.
And I'm telling you now, these are two countries that know, see what they're doing. See, the game's so cold, it's almost like you got Jeff Ford and Larry Hoover sitting over there chopping it up, and you got the GDs and the Stones murdering each other, killing each other. Now, I want to rephrase it because I don't want to put the stigma and tag on those brothers because I know they don't have nothing to do with what's going on, but I'm just using the instruction of what, you know, the power and the instruction of the people. That's what I'm using, the example. But the people is suffering from the powers that are over them. The people in Syria, people don't understand why America is moving Syrian refugees over here. Y'all got to understand. And if you don't understand, I'm trying to tell you. Half of that country belongs to America. They are moving out our people, the ones that they don't want to get hurt in the bombing, okay? Some of those people are the other half of the Syrian. that are messing with ISIS. No, they're not bringing them. Everybody that's getting ready to get on that plane to the United States, they had information on them 3-4 years ago, back in 2011. They had every name, and they've been taking census on every baby born and everything going on. They knew when they went over there and whenever it was going to kick off to this level that they was going to have to evacuate their people and bring them to the United States. And they promised their people that. You guys will seek refugees in the United States. That's all they've been waiting on. They've been sitting in that country waiting on the day for the war to kick back off. They knew it. We didn't know, but they people knew it, and they knew they was going to get evacuated. That's why they evacuated them on the drop of a dime. They were being evacuated out of that country when France was on their way to drop those bombs. It was simultaneously.
I don't know how serious y'all are taking this, man, but you know,
World
this is very, and then y'all gotta understand too. If y'all have kids,
World
and they're 18, between what is it, 18 and 30?
Yeah.
And it's a World War III, and don't nobody wanna enlist in the army. Guess what Obama's gonna do? Just like they done in the 60s. I wanna say it was the late 50s. In the 60s.
Are you going too? Don't think you're getting away with it. Don't give a fuck about you being no.
Oh, yeah, no.
If we go to war with Russia, man, they pulling 40-year-olds off the bus. Hey, look.
Oh, I don't believe that.
What?
I don't believe
that. What? No, I don't believe that. Hey, man, listen. I'm telling y'all right now. If a World War III breaks out, if your motherfucking ass ain't crippled, blind, or crazy, man, you're getting ready to suit up.
Well, I'm two of those three.
They ain't playing with you.
I'm crippled and blind.
If a World War III way goes, man, do you know? Listen, my son, he's about 12 years old, a very educated guy, came and told me. He said, Dad, did you know China has more women in their army than we have people in our whole army? Wow, son. That's deep. Let me tell you something. China rolling with Russia. Okay? I want y'all to understand. I'm telling y'all why America tricked France into this shit. Okay? America knew what Russia had been doing. They've been knowing it. America just knew they wasn't powerful enough to go against Russia and China alone. Okay? China doing some underhand shit. All
what
that trade.
What about North Korea? Is North Korea in with them too?
I believe all of them.
I know North Korea hates America.
Everybody right now doing underhand shit. Everybody backdoing everybody. Everybody sliding money here and sliding. They doing underhand ass shit. The guns is coming up. The missiles done came out. France is involved. America involved. Russia involved. I mean.
Hey, man, you talking about some countries that got some money?
And some power.
Now, see, that's a deadly combination.
Oh, I
when
see.
They when
you
try to see who's
going to take over. If World War III pops off 40 years old, oh, man, come on.
Man, let me tell you something.
You're going to war.
If they come after me, let me tell you something. The penitentiary might as well get my cell ready. I'm not going to go over there and do nothing. I'm not going to shoot at nobody. I'm not going to yell at nobody laugh. None of that.
Just,
no, I'm not
going to go. Hey, just when you said that they come to get you. It's going to be like Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
Just give me some commentary. Hey, all I need
is something on my books. But, you know, let's just keep it real. I'm going to tell y'all right now. They're getting us involved in a war that is really dependent on humanity now. I know a lot of us say we wouldn't go to war right now. But if World War III popped off and y'all realized that your freedom of your family and your kids and the future of them is upstate, you'd probably suit and boot up too and you'd be in there fighting. Not on the accountability now, because see, this you have to realize, it's no longer the facts of the war itself on why it's causing them, why you're there. Now it's the fact of defending your country and your family in years to come now.
But see, that's why I differ. That's why I differ on, because I would much rather, like your house, I would much rather defend my household.
But see, that's
and
what I'm
go
saying.
Off to war.
I know. But the sad part about it is, the country itself, as a whole, would be at stake. No, hey, I'm gonna be for real with you. Never would I ever want to get involved in anything like this. But I know World War III would be another level. Now we talking about the country where my family stay. It's a little bit more deeper now. You know, we talking about brothers, sisters, cousins, moms, uncles, aunts. We talking about your bloodline is here. We talking about protecting your bloodline, not so much of protecting the country. And see, this is why people are now getting more, and this is why people are involved in the war. They don't know. They know they got to protect the country from years of their family from 100 years on. World War III is deep. They can, if we don't fight and we do be rebellious to fight and defend this land, they can come and wipe our whole country out.
And you know, it could be some drag, just like it was with when Bush was in office and Dick Cheney lied and said, you know, they had weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
It could be some drag, you know, just to get us
involved. Dick Cheney and Saddam was friends.
Yeah.
It was close.
The Bush family.
Yeah, I know.
And
all
come on,
them.
All of them, with the, what was the dude's name, the Bin Laden?
Yeah.
They were
popping,
come on,
yeah,
man.
See, what they do when they fall out, they just put hits on each other. They get mad, they just throw hits on each other. Let us do some shit like that. This is G-Gun, the governor, y'all live on Church Radio, my man. K-Ro, the motherfucking great man.
Amen.
Amen. We stunning down on this motherfucking album, man, but hey, man, we're going to definitely be back here tomorrow, man. Y'all make sure y'all call in and fuck with the Church Radio. You dig? Before we go out, play this last song, Bay, Young Doe, Love, Peace,
hey,
and Grease.
And before we leave, let me tell y'all once again, every day you get up and breathe, thank the Lord for supplying all your needs.
Yep. And get Country Chris' birthday party, November the 28th. Y'all make sure y'all there at Salt Lake City, Utah. Go to my Facebook page for this.
Salt Lake City.
You're the only one I can talk to. You're right by my side. My baby,
shout out to my baby.